Today's devotional is based on Luke 1, verses 5 to 25. It was written by the Reverend Dr. Martha Murchison. As Christmas nears, we hope. We hope for family to gather. We hope for limited chaos during our children's Christmas program. We hope for song and joy and a baby to be born. We hope for wonderful things. In that hope, we are not unlike Zechariah. Zechariah hoped in God. Throughout his long life, he served faithfully in the temple. Like us, he was ready and prepared. Yet when the angel appeared to him and told him the amazing news that his wife Elizabeth would have a son, Zechariah's imagination failed him. He was too old. She was too old. Such things simply could not happen, he told the angel. There was no way the news could be true. If we used the words of divine visions for our greeting cards and prayers, words such as, "Death will be no more," and "Mourning and crying and pain will be no more," we might respond in the same manner as Zechariah. There is simply no way mourning and crying and pain will end. We have tried and failed to stop violence. We are weary with seeking an end to suffering. Our imaginations simply fail us. We cannot get them to take us beyond God's beautiful words to our very real and hurting world. We are too old. Such things, we say to the angel, cannot happen. Yet the angel bends down to us as surely as the angel bent down to Zechariah. He stopped Zechariah's voice from voicing impossibility. The angel whispers to us to stop denying God's vision. The angel urges us to open our eyes and imagine. He asks us to imagine God's vision in our very real world. The work of Christmas is imagination. The work of Christmas is to make our imagination real. Let us pray. Lord God, please open our eyes, our hearts, and our imaginations, we pray, that we might better see an image of God's kingdom in our mind's eye, and from seeing, begin the hard work of helping to make our vision reality. Amen.